Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. We'll get that full forecast for you momentarily. And a lot of traffic out there right now. Roger Brand is sorting it all out for us, and he'll have a report in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, on the roads today.
This is Stuart McMillan, downtown St. Louis, in the shadow of the arch, overlooking I-55, as MoDOT has done a pretty good job here cleaning both northbound and southbound lanes, as at least two lanes are getting through. A little bit of snow on that outside lane you want to be careful with, and entrance and exit ramps this morning all around the area are a little bit sloshy. Secondary roads, I drove on a couple. I was on Russell coming from Gravois over to Jefferson. Russell completely snow covered. Didn't really mess with my tires a whole lot, but I saw a couple people struggling to get through some of the intersections there. Coming back Jefferson to 44, the entrance and exit ramps a little bit sloshy, a little bit slick. So you want to be careful this morning.
We want to make sure we get drivers that are out in the elements home safe.
That's AAA's Nick Chabaria explaining why they are not responding to calls for people with dead batteries or who need help pulling out of their driveway. That's because the Auto Club wants to make sure their members make it home safely and are out of the elements as quickly as possible.
Just know that, if you're calling for assistance, whether it's AAA or another tow operator, it's been a busy few days for those folks.
Since the start of the storm through yesterday, AAA answered more than 5,000 calls for service in a multi-state region.
The level of discontent on the St. Louis County Council has reached new heights with the start of the new year. We get the latest from Maria Kina.
There is draft legislation that will float the idea of the St. Louis County Council removing the county executive from office. Vice Chairwoman Rita Hurd-Days tells the Post-Dispatch the people put Dr. Page in office, and it may be something that the council needs to look at differently. She adds, though, this is not final. The St. Louis County Charter has a process to recall a county executive, and it would give the power to the people, not the council. Something Councilwoman Lisa Clancy says is how it should be. That draft legislation is supposed to be introduced at tonight's council meeting. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
A preliminary hearing set today for Anwan Mosby, the man accused of kidnapping and murdering 37-year-old Michelle Hampton. Court documents say Mosby forced Hampton to withdraw cash before killing her on Greer Avenue last November. Mosby faces 21 indictments and could face life in prison or the death penalty. His bond was denied last month. Mosby's alleged accomplice, Emmanuel Suarez, will be arraigned Friday.
A St. Louis Development Corporation board will vote later this month on whether to approve the purchase price of the Railway Exchange Building from its absentee owners. How can they protect the historic building from being neglected by its next owner?
SLDC CEO Neil Richardson says it comes down to vetting two key areas, the who and the what.
We bring in a reputable development team, development partners, but then we also work to ensure that that project is financially feasible.
Richardson says previous sales and plans being done entirely in the private sector gave the city no ability to vet potential developers. The SLDC Land Clearance Redevelopment Board is set to vote on approving the over $7.25 million sale price at their January 28th meeting. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A prominent Metro East attorney who was once named among the top 10 trial lawyers in Illinois by the National Law Journal has died. Bruce Cook of Belleville was 84. The U.S. Navy veteran and University of Illinois Law School alum made his name as a personal injury claims attorney. Cook was a past president of the St. Clair County Bar Association and active in Democratic political circles.
The new St. Louis County prosecutor can't emphasize enough she is not a politician. Melissa Price-Smith says she is a career prosecutor and only wants what's best for the office and for the victims of crime they serve. But her appointment did get political in the fight between the governor and county executive over who had authority to make the appointment to replace Wesley Bell.
I believe that Governor Parson had the power to appoint all along. Dr. Page, in his appeals, was trying to protect his appointing authority. I don't believe he was trying to reject me personally.
Price says she will run for office when the time comes and says she will win based on her performance as a prosecutor.
While the snowstorm may have brought St. Louis to a halt, it couldn't stop the Mardi Gras board from delivering the news. By a decisive 11-1 vote, the board has approved producing the 46th annual Soulard Mardi Gras season. The board's decision sets the stage for 8 weeks of festivities featuring 12 events that contribute more than $20 million annually to the St. Louis regional economy.
The theme is cooking up a celebration. This year's Mardi Gras season promises to serve up something for everyone, from family-friendly favorites like the Purina Pet Parade to the iconic Bud Light Grand Parade. From the KMOX business desk, as Missourians see their utility bills going up, there are several proposals in the legislature to change the way utility companies base customer rates. Some critics are calling it anti-consumer and say it would inflate bills. Currently, utilities use audited past expenses or test years to set rates. Several Missouri Republicans want to change that to future test years, where they could base rates on projected expenses rather than actual costs.
John Kaufman with the Consumer Council of Missouri calls that an accounting trick by monopoly utilities to take extra money out of people's pockets. He estimates rates could climb by 10% or more. A lawmaker in support of the change says the new rate-making standard would allow utilities to budget looking ahead based on updated information. It would apply to gas, water, and sewer, but not electric.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.